Today's share in the Dear Shoe Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Vav Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, Siman Reish Yud Gimel, which deals with the halachos of Mishi Yotza Imotzi Acherim. Can somebody be motzi somebody else in brachos Rishonos and brachos Achronos? So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph and he says, "Al kol peros ushar dvarim on fruits and on other things," which the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph, "Haynu shari minim acholim lemashkin on other foods and drinks." So in all of these things, chutz mi pas v'yayin, the Mechaber says, except for bread and wine, which we'll see have a separate halacha. Im hayu ha'ochlin shnayim o yoser, if you have two or more people eating together, all these other foods or drinks other than bread and wine. So what is the halacha? Echod poter es chavero afilu lo b'haseba. One person can be motzi all the other people. They obviously have to listen. He has to have in mind to be motzi them. They have to have in mind to listen. But one person can be motzi everybody else on the bag of potato chips, on the apple that they're eating. Afilu lo be'seba. Even if they weren't eating in a kviyus stick of fashion, in a set, permanent type of a fashion called heseba, nevertheless, one person can be motzi the other people as long as, the Mechaber says, umiyu yeshiva miyu boy. There has to have some sort of a, we're eating together, so I can be motzi you. There has to at least be sitting together, lav davka, all at the same table, as the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion says, that they do not need to all be at the same table. They just need to all be listening to each other and in some sort of a way gather together, at least by sitting down, even if they're not kaveya the suda with heseba, lying down like they would normally do it. And the Mechaber continues and he explains why this is true for everything but bread and wine. The bread and wine, as we'll see, require heseba, but all of the other things just require yeshiva. He says, the davka pas v'yayin by heseba, based upon the Mishnah and Brachos, the davka pas v'yayin by heseba, only bread and wine require full heseba. The Mishnah Berurah will explain this. So now let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah. We already did Sivkot and Aleph, so let's do Sivkot and Beis. Chutz mi pas v'yayin. Why? Mishum de chashive. Because they have a special chashivas to them. They're the highest types of foods that we have, bread and wine. V'darkom likpo aleim beseba. And the only time that they would really eat these foods when there was a full koveya type of eating, which was their heseba. Therefore, lefikach ein derech kviyush shalem elo beseba. Therefore, we don't consider it a formal set way of eating that one person can be motzi to the other. Uklikame, as we'll discuss more, for bread and for wine. Sivkot and Gimel, echad potus chavero. Other than for bread and wine, just sitting, we said, is enough for one person to be poter everybody else. Rotsalom, Rabbi Mishneh Berurah is explaining the Mechaber as follows. Afilu yodea kolecha biyatzma levarach. This is critical. The Mishneh Berurah says that this is true even for Talmidei Chachamim, where everybody knows how to make the brachos over here. Nevertheless, the Mechaber is telling us, afilu hochi, even where everybody knows how to make the brachos of themselves, it is preferable, echod mevarach motzi chavero lechatchila, that the ideal way, lechatchila, one person should make the bracha, everybody should listen, answer amen, and that's preferable, l'chatchila. Why? As we'll see, it's because the Mishneh Berurah will say in a moment, Bishum ro am hadras melech. First, let's finish the Mishneh Berurah. V'usha chaver yishma bracha mitchila v'yatzof v'chavilatzis. Of course, this is with the regular rules of a bracha, that if somebody wants to be yotzi, somebody else, so you have to say, you have to have intention to be motzi that person. That person has to have intention to be yotzi, and he has to hear the entire bracha. We've learned this din previously, and we'll learn it again, kin l'kamen and sif beis. The Mishneh Berurah concludes, and he says, v'ahachi odiv tfei. This is preferable for one person to actually make the bracha and everybody else listen and be yotze in that fashion because of the concept I mentioned before, the Berov Am Hadras Melech. Now, the larger congregation gives a greater splendor, a greater cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making the bracha in this fashion. Now, let's look at dish for number one. He brings down, what happens if somebody's listening to the person making the bracha, but he's not concentrating? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that in that situation, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that you're not yotze. You have to concentrate and listen to what the person's saying. It's not enough to know that you're hearing these voices or these sounds in the background. And he says as well, in the Halicha Shlomo, he brings down further, if a person is trying to be yotzi with somebody else and he misses some words, so you can quickly fill those words in yourself and then continue to listen to the rest of the bracha for the person who's being motzi you, and that also is acceptable. We have, for example, this by the Megillah. If somebody is listening to the person laying the Megillah and he misses a word, so he should quickly say those words and catch up to where the person who's laying the Megillah is, and then he can listen to the rest of the Megillah from that person. Furthermore, The footnote brings down, Im shomea me'odim shemavarach b'mehiris u'mavliyas ha'tevos. If a person is listening to somebody else who's saying the bracha or the davening very, very fast, and he swallows up the words. So we've already learned previously in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, shemidina osur l'shomea l'smoch hashmiyosu. One couldn't rely upon this in this situation, but should say the brachas himself, not be yotze with the other person if the person swallows up the words. The Shelus Achuvus Rab Poalim brings down, and this is a very common situation, he says if somebody is by their father, for example, and the father is saying the Kiddush very quickly on a Friday night, so he should really say each word along by himself, even though he doesn't have a kos in front of him, he's being yotze with his father, because you really can't be yotze with the person if he doesn't say the words clearly. This is the Pesach of Ruah Yashiv as well. This is very common when people eat by other people's houses and somebody's making Kiddush for everybody. You really have to be careful to say every word, to hear every word. Otherwise, say the words quietly to yourself, even if you don't have a Kiddush cup in front of you, in order to fulfill this mitzvah. The issue for number 2 brings down the same idea of this Berovam Hadras Melech applies when a person is putting on a talis. If you have two people together, one person should make the bracha for both of them, and they both put on the talis. One is motzi, the other person with the bracha. We'll see, of course, that this is not the way we conduct ourselves practically. This is the opinion of the Mechaber. Finally, the Deir Shifut number 2 brings out another interesting situation where we have a different usage of the words Berovam Hadras Melech. Everybody makes the bracha themselves, but we have a concept of just by being together, for example, for Kiddush Levana, it's preferable to do Kiddush Levana with 10 people present, even though everybody's saying the Kiddush Levana themselves, because that's also a concept of Berovam Hadras Melech. This is such an important idea that a person should wait till at least the 10th of the month when he knows he'll have a minyan. This is why we very frequently wait till Matzei Shabbos, because there's a bigger crowd of people and people are dressed properly. There's besimcha, a lot of reasons why we bedavka do Kiddush Levana on a Matzei Shabbos. However, he points out that this is going to be in an area where it's very cloudy or it's not always clear that the moon will be visible. Then when you do have the chance to make Kiddush Levana, you don't have to go for this hiddur. It's preferable to make sure that you yotzei the mitzvah. If there's any doubt that you will not be able to be yotzei the mitzvah at a later point in the month, because you were waiting for Rovam Hadras Melech. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet. He writes, Afilu b'lo haseba, that for these other foods and drinks other than bread and wine, you don't need haseba, it's enough if you're sitting. The dafka v'pas v'yayin d'chashiveh, that the Mishnah Berurah says it's only by wine and bread, which are so choshev, and hoyadarkum lecho b'haseba alamitos, and they would eat lying down on their individual tables, that was Zehya Derech Kviyusam Vizchabrusam Yachad. That was the way that they established a kviyus by eating bread and wine. Therefore, Lefikoch Einechel Mavarech Lekulam Osiyam Achi Yisobu. That's why for bread and wine, you bedavka required Heseba in order to be motzi somebody else. The Oz Minkar, it's recognizable in that situation, the Daitum Lizchabru Litzarab Yachad, that they're all one group, and therefore one person can be motzi somebody else. As opposed to Mashayin came to Paris, people would just sit down and have a fruit. So therefore, that's enough to show kviyus just by sitting down, and one person can be motzi according to the Mechaber, another person with a bracha on fruits. Sivkan hei, yeshiva miha boy, but even by the fruits and the other food items or drinks, you do at least need the yeshiva. The ain echad yocholotzi chaver ba'bracha elim kein yoshu lecho v'lishtos b'yachad v'lo b'muma, because you can't go and be motzi somebody else unless you have some sort of a kvias, and that would be demonstrated by at least sitting down together, not by standing up milling around. The kvias kitsas al koponim miha boy, you need a little bit of kvias, and you can't have a kvias when standing up milling around. The Chalzer Rachlin in Chachila. The Mishnah Berurah points out, even according to the Mechaber, this is all Lechatchila. Bidiyevet, Avol Bidiyevet, Kol Shekivin Hamavarech Lotzi Vashomei Lotzis Yotza. He brings out from the Maimon Mordechai that at least if everybody had in mind to be Motzi each other, so the person making the Brach had in mind to be Motzi the listeners had in mind to be Yotze, so then Bidiyevet, the Maimon Mordechai says, that would be acceptable even according to the Mechaber. Now, the Mechaber continues and he says, Uldidon, heavy yeshiva kamo asebel l'ditu. Nowadays, nobody eats lying down anymore. So our sitting down at the table is essentially their haseba. So for bread and for wine, the people sitting down at the table, they don't have to be lying down at their individual tables like it was in those days. That's also called our haseba equivalent. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav explains, Rotsu Lomar, Lefisha ein darkeinu b'haseba. Nobody eats like that anymore today. Nobody eats lying down on a mat and with a small individual table. Lefikoch mashanu mizvadim leishiv yachad b'shulchan echad. The fact that we today, our custom is we sit down at one table and we eat together. And the lechol, nechshav l'kvios kamo haseba l'tu. Our sitting down at the table, eating together, is the equivalent of their haseba. U'mahani afilu b'pasu yayin. And it works for us for bread and for wine as well. The issue foot number 3 brings down, the Ramah in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph says you should sit for Kiddush. So how do you explain that some people stand for Kiddush? So he brings down that the Shaar HaTzion over there says in the name of Tosos, Shemasha Kovim Atzmon Kidei Lotzeis Nechshav Kamo Yeshiva. The fact that everybody's listening to the Kiddush and having in mind, they know that this is Kiddush, you have to be Yotze, that's for those people that stand up for Kiddush, that allows them to be Motzi one person to the other. Now, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Sadivav says, for Havdalah, you should also sit down. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the same reasoning over here, that if a person's being Motzi somebody else, so then you need a Kvius, which is to be established by sitting down, and you can't do this by standing up. So the Ramah there brings down that many people have the minhag to stand up. So he says the fact that they're all intending to be Yotzei together over here allows even them to be Yotzei with a bracha on the wine, the Bari Priya Gofen, even though they're all standing up. Now, the Mechaber continues and he writes, Ulefizet, according to the rules that we just explained, Ledidon nowadays, the less lon haseba, that we don't ever have this haseba, so ein chiluk bein pas v'yayin l'shadvarim. He says there's no difference between bread and wine and all the other things. You always require yeshiva. Debi yeshiva, afilu pas v'yayin, echad mevarech l'kulam. So the Mechaber's opinion is, and it's actually a lechatchila, that you should do it this way because of v'rov am hadrav smelech, that you should have one person make the bracha to be motzi everybody else. However, this requires yeshiva. V'shalobi yeshiva, if you're not having some sort of a kviyas, b'shvar dvarim nami kolechem v'roch li'atzmo. Then even for these other things, certainly not the bread and the wine that require the high level of kviyas, but even the other things that require a lower level of kviyas, if you don't have that lower level of kviyas, then each person should make the bracha for themselves, even according to the Mechaber. I've heard the Amrin on the Echad Mevarach L'Kulam, that which we said that one person can be motzi other people, that's b'shvar dvarim chutz min hapas. We said that that was for things other than bread, and Hanimili bebracha rishona. This is talking about when they do have a yeshiva that you can be motzi one person. That which we said, that's true for the bracha rishona. However, avol bebracha achrona, when there's no longer kavias, everybody's getting up to leave, so to say. So if the bracha achrona, the Mechaber says, tzrichin lecholek bekol echod mevarech liatzmo. According to the Mechaber, the bracha achrona, one person cannot be motzi everybody else, but each person should make their own bracha achrona, the ein zimun leperis, because there is no concept of kavias, other than for benching, of course, but not a concept by peros of a zimun. Now, let's understand what the Mechaber is saying. The language is a little bit confusing according to the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains. Chutz min hapas. Hodi hizker Mechaber pasocha. Why is the Mechaber mentioning bread over here? We just explained that nobody has a seba today, so we have basically one din for yeshiva between all food items and drinks, no difference. So he says the reason the Mechaber mentioned the bread over here is mishum dik befas kaim lon di imehin shloshim ezamnin umotzi echad eschavir b'birchas mozom. He says because there is a difference over here in the bracha achrona, and that's what the Mechaber is trying to teach us over here. For the bracha rishona, there is no difference, but for the bracha achrona, we do have a din, which we really apply in the breach. Everybody benches to themselves, but really, as we pointed out, the person leading the benching, if you have a zimun, should be motzi the other people, at least in theory. They should all say it along with him, because it's very hard to hear the entire benching from somebody else. But the person leading the benching should say the entire zimun out loud, and including the first bracha, as we pointed out loud. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber here mentioned except for bread. Ma'ashen kim b'shar Torah, all other food items, b'bracha achrona, afilu b'shlosh ein motzi. We don't have the concept of zimun by any of the other things besides bread. We'll talk about this a little bit more in the Dirshu footnotes in a few moments. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, b'bracha rishona, that we're talking about a bracha rishona, v'atam yishum de bracha rishona, kol echod marviach b'yosu bracha. Everybody's benefiting from that bracha rishona. They're all eating together. Shayidei kach, mutorn lechol, lenos, lufi koch, mitzar from law. Everybody's now getting the same exact benefit. We now all can eat from this food item, so therefore one person can be motzi all the others. However, avol b'bracha shliachar lechila, but for the bracha achrona, shikvar ochlu v'daitem liparit. Everybody ate, and they no longer work together as a unit. Now everybody's going off to work. Everybody's going off to do whatever they're doing. Ein mitzdarfin b'afil b'yayin. We do not allow one person to make the bracha achrona for everybody else, and this is true for everything but bread, even wine. And the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan test, Tzrichin l'cholik, and bedafka, they should separate. They shouldn't have one person be motzi the others. Da'afilu kaviyachan, and even if they really were having a kaviyas originally, and the bracha rishona it worked, you should not do this for the bracha achrona. Lo mahani lezeh. The Chabad says this doesn't help. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, ubidiyavet, after the fact, im kivin lotzeis, if somebody did make the bracha achrona for everybody else and intended to be motzi them, v'amavarach gamkin kivin lotzio, he had intention to be motzi them, they had intention to be yotzi with him. Yotza, this does work with the Eved, And this is true even if they didn't have a kviyas. People were milling around and somebody said, everybody listen, I'm going to make an ala geffen, or I'm going to make a bar nefashos. Everybody be yotzi with me. This does work. And it says, ayin shon mishnah brura, which is discussed further over there. The issue footnote number 5 brings down that over there we said, the Magen Avraham wrote that not everybody agrees with the din of the Shulchan Aruch. Ki esh mi arishon mishashavru. There are those Rishonim that hold that some say this doesn't work b'di'evet. If you didn't have a kviyas, even b'di'evet it won't work. Anyway, ayin shom. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, if there are people there, it's a convention of NCSY, and there are a lot of kids there that don't know the Bracha Achrona. So the Madrich goes and says, everybody listen to the Bracha Achrona and heaven wanted to be Yotzei. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, that works l'chatchila. Yotzei afilu l'chatchila b'birchas chaveiro. And he then brings down that while this works in that situation, the Taz brings down it should be used in every other situation as well. Because what Taz, the Taz writes, and as well Shara Achronim, the Aida nowadays, Shemazalzalin Hehomon Mo'o B'Bracha Achrona. Even while people know the Bracha Achrona, but people are lazy and people are mezalzal. They're not careful with this Bracha Achrona. And therefore, Yesh l'smoch lasus kein l'chadchila. The rabbi should get up there, the madrich should always get up there, the person in charge should get up there and say, everybody listen, I'm not going to make an alamichya for everybody, having mind to be yotzei. And in this way, shemavarach echa b'kol ram, habracha, achrona, one person should say the bracha achrona, the kiddush for everybody, v'yachem yotzei mayodo, and everybody should listen to and make the bracha achrona, having mind to be yotzei, and this is true, afilu kishayodim be'atzmon levarach. This is true even though all the people know how to make the bracha achrona, but since people unfortunately are mezalzel in this, better to fulfill this idea in this way, as a lichatchila, even though we would normally say it's better if each person say it themselves. In Tirshu Foot number 6, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zatzal, brings down that if you're dealing here with all Tamidei Chachamim, it's a Suda B'nei Torah, in the yeshiva, for example, then you don't do this. It's better that each one should say it on their own. You shouldn't take advantage of the Taz's idea. Now, this is especially true, Befrat B'bracha Achrona Mein Shalosh. The Mishnah Berurah says this is specifically true for an Alamichya. Shena Kol B'kiyim Ba. Not everybody knows an Alamichya, and they don't know it by heart, Baal Peh. And therefore, Bevad they told Latzus Kin L'chakila. He therefore strongly urges you to do this for a Alamichya, an Ala Geffen, or Ala Eitz, because people will not say it probably, even though if they took out a Siddur, they would know how to say it. However, in this situation as well, a Talmud Chacham who's there, or anybody that's there that knows the halacha, even in this situation where the rabbi or one person is saying the alamichya out loud, you should really say it along with him, mila b'mila, because it still is really preferable for you to say it yourself. But for those people that may not do that, or don't know how to do that, and are too lazy to get a sitter, or whatever the situation, that's why we recommend that you do this, l'chatchila. Sivkan Yud, Mishnah Berurah says the ain zimun the peros. What does he mean by this? Hainu, the kivon ain mitzvah zimun the peros liz damin yachad. There is no concept of all getting together. We eat three people, eight peros. V'lomer nevaro shalchanu to say a zimun. So therefore, mimele tzorach kolech levarch liatz. So therefore, every person should say it himself. V'lo lotzeis b'birchas chaver, and preferable not to be yotzei with your friend saying it. However, he says va'ain la'el simun kuf tzadigim osif kot involved. The Mishnah Berurah. This has also been discussed over there. And Dirshu Foot number 7 brings down shekosef shom sheyesh machmirim b'shiva samin. There are those that bedavka for certainly for an alamichya, he says later on, and as well for a birchas of alha'etz, that from the zayin minim, that one should in fact do this and have one person be yotzei other people because of this concept of the kviyos or the zimun by these things. So the Bach writes that since there is this machloka, should you do or not make a zimun on the zayin minim, he says, try not to have the zayin minim eaten together so you don't run into this question. You exempt yourself from the controversy. Now the Ramah says, "Hagah v'yeshorim debechol hadvarim chutz mipas v'yayin lo mahani meseba." The Ramah says, "Nowadays we never allow any type of togetherness kviyas by anything other than bread and wine." The Hu Adin Yeshiva Lididon. And this includes even our yeshiva. We don't have one person make the bracha Rishona to be maotzi other people unless they don't know. And this brings down the name of the Beis Yosef and the name of the Raivin. Mishnah Berurah of Kanyud Aleph explains, Koya Reisha said, this is going back, as I mentioned, Abrocha Rishona. The time and the reasoning is, the Dafka Pas V'yayin the Chashivi, only bread and wine which are very choshev, so Mahani Hasebo Yeshiva the Don. That's why the Hasebo, which is our yeshiva nowadays, is acceptable to group the people together, one person should be more to the other. Masha'en came b'shari dvarim de lo chashivi. All these other foods and drinks are not considered as choshev, and therefore each person, halacha lemaisa, tzarech kol echel levarach li'atzmo, every person should make their own bracha rishona and not be yotzi with somebody else, the exception being, of course, if they don't know how to make a bracha rishona. And the other situation would be, we'd be yotzi with somebody else, whether you're a suffix, should I or should not make a bracha? You don't remember, did you or not make a bracha? So have somebody else who is required to make the bracha have in mind to be motzi you. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'imbol peros toch hasuda." If fruits come out in the middle of the meal where they require a separate bracha on them, so since you've already been motzi with somebody else's bread, one person made that motzi for everybody else. So then here too, by the fruits, echem v'roch l'kulam, because you do have a aseba because of the bread. The migu, the mahani aseba l'pas, mahani nami l'shar dvarim. Since you have a yotzi with a aseba on the pas, so you could use this as well for the aseba for the fruits if that is necessary. But he points out in dish foot number 10 that it's not a mitzvah to do so. That concludes today's shir.